So this is Anna Peterson, chair of the City of Tacoma Planning Commission, and I officially call this regular meeting on Wednesday, October 6th, 2021 to order. We've already confirmed that we have a quorum. And so the first thing I am going to do in our meeting is do the land acknowledgement. The Tacoma Planning Commission recognizes the lands in which we are holding this meeting are both the original and current homelands of the Puyallup Tribe of Indians. Since time immemorial, they have been the stewards of these lands and waterways. We recognize the responsibility bestowed upon the Tacoma Planning Commission as the decisions must be mindfully deliberated as they may have lasting impacts on the tribe, their land base, and their treaty protected rights to fish, hunt, and gather. This commission recognizes the importance of and encourages regular, meaningful consultation with the tribe over land use decisions while preserving the tribe's treaty rights and supporting tribal self-determination and sovereignty. Thank you. We are now on to agenda item B and agenda item C. Agenda item B is approval of the agenda. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved, Madam Chair.
Commissioner Carnes has moved to approve the agenda. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Commissioner Givens has seconded it. Is there any discussion, any additions or changes to the agenda? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Do I have any opposed? Nope. So the agenda is approved. The next thing we have is the approval of the minutes. And you will see we have minutes from both August 4th and August 18th to approve. Take a moment. If you have, if nobody at this point thinks they have any edits that we need to make to those minutes, we can approve them both at the same time. Otherwise, we can separate them out. So do I have a motion on that?
Madam Chair, I ask for unanimous consent to approve the August 4th and 18th minutes.
Okay.
And I think I got it.
All right. So we have unanimous consent for approval of the August 4th and 18th minutes. So we will now move on. This is the public comment section of our agenda. We accept comments on discussion items until noon the day of the meeting. And to my knowledge, we did not receive any comments on discussion items one or two. So at this point, we will move to disclosure of contacts. Does anybody have any contacts? Do we need to get a second when it's
Yes, you made a motion which should be seconded.
Okay, do I have a second on the minutes approval?
I'll second it.
Okay, so Commissioner Givens has seconded. Commissioner Strobel.
Point of order, Madam Chair, you actually don't need a second on a unanimous consent motion because everybody consents to the motion is the idea. So nobody objected to the motion. So it's been approved by the entire body.
Thank you, Commissioner Strobel.
Thank you.
I'm parliamentarian for something else.
Commissioner Strobel will keep us all in check. Okay, so we've moved on from minutes. We don't have any public comments. So now it's disclosure of contacts. So if anybody has any contacts or conversations they wish to disclose about discussion items or one or two, this would be the time to do that. I'm not seeing anybody who looks like they are jumping at the opportunity to speak. So if that's the case, we will move on to our agenda item F, which is our discussion items. Our first discussion item is the 2022 amendment applications. We are going to review the status of those applications and hear what the next steps are. Today, we're just reviewing and commenting. We are not making any decisions. And so I am going to turn it over to Mr. Harala to provide us with his briefing. Yes.
Madam Chair,
Sorry, Larry, if I may interrupt here. I want to take this opportunity because this is the beginning of the action items and you may not be doing making any taking any actions, but there's a possibility you may want, you might consider voting, a motion and voting. So I need to mention for the record that currently the Planning Commission has two vacancies. So you're operating on a 7-member basis. And for 7-member, you need 4 yes votes for any motion to be passed. And also for the record, today you have 5 members present. Commissioner Santa has a pre-scheduled commitment that he could not schedule away. So he sent his regrets. And then Commissioner Edmonds had a last minute conflict that she just notified me about an hour ago. So you have 5 members present and that's what you have. And so for 5 members present, you need 3 votes, 3 yes votes to have any motion passed. So I would like to make that in the record. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So we can go rogue and just approve all sorts of things today. So keep that in mind, everybody. Okay.
I will stop share and let Larry take it away.
All right, thank you. Larry, you were sharing your screen and you're not anymore.
Sorry about that. I left myself on mute. Good evening, Chair and members of the Commission. So this evening, I'm going to give you a quick update on the annual amendment, 2022 annual amendment packet, docket. And now this will be a little repetitive for you. You've all seen this somewhat recently, but just for folks viewing at home, I'll give a quick recap. On the amendment process and then on each of the applications. And there's no requested action on this item tonight. So this is just really purely an update item. And so just to launch into the update and timeline, the big update that we really have to give is actually pertaining to me. I'm actually taking a promotional opportunity and moving into the current planning group. However, I'm going to maintain my role on the annual amendment packet for the most part. And there's just been a little bit of adjustment here. And of course, we have limited staff availability. So that will, I'll get into that here. That'll affect the packet a little. So the next steps, what we have coming up is we have the neighborhood meetings for 2 of the items. For New Cold and for the South Tacoma Baptist applications. And those will be coming up on November 15th and 16th. And the applicants are currently working to get required analysis done, traffic, some environmental review, and then that'll be brought back to myself. And then that'll be, of course, shared with appropriate city staff, our traffic engineering folks and our critical areas folks. And then this will come back before the Planning Commission for public hearing in quarter 1 of next year, and then on to City Council, hopefully in quarter 2 of next year.
Hey, Larry, just to clarify, are you intending on sharing your screen right now or not? Because if so, you're not.
Oh, I'm so very sorry. Am I sharing screen now?
Much better.
So sorry about that. Thanks, Brian. So again, neighborhood meetings coming up on November 15th and 16th, and then hopefully back in front of Planning Commission first quarter next year for public hearing, and then on to City Council quarter two of next year. So the amendment process, just super quick recap. Of course, we this summer, the Planning Commission, we went through scoping. Planning Commission made determination as to whether or not to accept the applications or not. And then now we're into, you know, past the public hearing to accept the applications, and we're now into community and stakeholder engagement analysis. And then we'll come back before Planning Commission to make their final recommendation, and then that will track on to City Council. So the first application, this is a new call. This is an application for a comprehensive plan map change to go from light industrial to heavy industrial. And this is approximately a little over 3 acre piece of property that's part of a larger industrial area off of Orchard. And there's an existing heavy industrial facility. It's a cold storage facility that's been there since about 2017. And the applicant would like to expand the existing facility, a portion of which would extend onto the subject site. If the Planning Commission and Council approve the comprehensive plan map change, and then there would have to be a subsequent rezoning request to take the site from M1 to M2. And the big difference is here, just intensity of use. And again, you can see on the bottom of the screen here, the existing facility. And again, the plan would be just to essentially take that large building onto the right-hand side of the screen there, which is a budding city landfill property. The next application is for the South San Christian Schools application. This is to take a group of about 8 properties, 8 parcels, from essentially from single family to multifamily, and then a few of the parcels to general commercial. And you can see actually this site, this photo here shows kind of the overall area and sort of some topographical gradient. There's quite a bit of slope between kind of the bisects the entire area here. And I bring that up because one of the things that we're asking the applicant to do in addition to traffic engineering is to, per recommendation from city critical area staff, to take a look to make sure that this isn't, that there aren't any biodiversity corridor considerations here or other critical area considerations. So they're working on that along with preliminary traffic studies right now. Again, it's about a 16-acre grouping of 8 parcels off of 64th and Tacoma Mall Boulevard area. And you can see here, the plan is to take most of the properties sort of highlighted there in the orangish, that they go from single family designation to multifamily. And then the area highlighted in red is requested to go from single family to general commercial. And the big change here, I mean, the big change, of course, between single family and multifamily is just allowed density. And then, of course, from single family to general commercial, we would, of course, be opening it to commercial uses. But also, just to note that in the city of Tacoma, our general commercial is effectively a mixed use zoning category, which would carry quite a bit more density potentially as well. So for the final application, South Tacoma Economic Green Zone application, this was a sort of a multi-pronged application that had a request to update the South Tacoma Groundwater Protection District, which is depicted on the screen here. It's in place to protect a large aquifer, an important aquifer that the city receives a good portion of its available groundwater from. It's a very large portion of the city, something about, a fifth of the entirety of the city of Tacoma, most of South Tacoma. And again, the South Tacoma Groundwater Protection District is regulated by city code and our land use code, but also it's overseen by multiple entities, including our Environmental Services Department, the Tacoma Water, and Pierce County Health Department. And so far what we've done is I've formed a work group with City of Tacoma, Environmental Services, Tacoma Water, and Pierce County Health Department. And we've started work on creating a work plan. And the request to Planning Commission was that, or well, actually rather direction from Planning Commission to staff was to do that, as well as essentially continue scoping on the request for creation of an economic green zone. And as I'm moving to current planning and long range planning staff, there's, you know, a lapse in staff, backfilling, and new folks are coming on, but we just don't have available staff to accomplish all this. So we're going to continue working on development of the work plan. That'll go as planned. And the economic green zone, I'm going to honestly try my best. I've already worked with CED. They've already had efforts along these lines, actually. And I'm going to try to bring forward that information back to Planning Commission. And we'll just do our best on this, but that portion will essentially have to slide to some extent just because of available staff. And on this, I'm going to try to help out as much as possible, but really Luong will be lead on this going forward. Minor planning code amendments, really nothing, no change or real update. That's proceeding as normal, and we're in the process of compiling all of this as we usually do to bring forward next year. So really our next steps here are just the upcoming neighborhood meetings, the continued work that the applicants are doing that will be brought in and given to traffic engineering and critical area staff. And then we'll be back right after the first of the year sometime with an update potentially, but certainly bringing this back for a public hearing. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions any commission might have.
Thank you very much, and congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you'll still be seeing this through, but we will miss you on other projects. Do any commissioners have any questions or comments for Larry? Commissioner Carnes?
Thank you. Larry, can you speak a little bit to sort of the scope of the minor code amendments? I saw like a list of them presented in our packet, but the wording that's presented is a little terse.
Yeah, and I'll let Luong jump in on this too. Of course, he's lead on this, and we'll continue managing it. But in general, this is our catch-all category that we have every year. Examples this year are, you know, change in state law that require the city code to be updated that wouldn't represent really, you know, any new policy. And then Scrivener's errors or necessary clarifications that don't rise to the level of a policy change. That's essentially what these are, you know, what our minor planning code amendments entail.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. And that's kind of a first part of what I would have responded. And secondly, the list that you saw in the agenda packet includes about 14 issues. That has an increase from 10 issues when the commission approved the scope of work back in July. So like Larry just said, the list keeps growing, but I will make sure any additional issues added to the list will be within the same category of natures of issues, in that they are not policy decisions. They are minor, not technical level changes proposed to the plan and the code. And the other thing is that the language that you currently see on the list, they are preliminary. Those are the best description that I currently have for those issues. I might modify the description so that it becomes clearer what the issues are. And then later on, I will add to the right-hand column on that list the actual proposed changes to the plan or the code in response to the issue. In other words, I have not started the analysis of the issues, except maybe a couple of them. Really, we need to come back in hopefully November, December timeline to have some discussion with the commission. So I do apologize that don't have any things to go on as of now. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other commissioner comments or questions? All right, I do not see anything else. So Larry, if you don't have anything else to add or if no other staff has anything to add, I think you are released from this topic for today.
Thank you.
All right, so next up on our agenda is nominations and elections of officers. So we need to elect a chair and vice chair for the Planning Commission to begin this month and last through tentatively August. So we have to start this process over again? Is that how this this works?
Yes.
Okay. So do we have any nominations?
I want to nominate Commissioner Carnes for vice chair.
All right. Commissioner Carnes has been nominated for vice chair. Does Commissioner Carnes want to accept that nomination?
I accept the nomination.
Okay. I'm totally not in the mindset right now. Do we need to have a second on that?
I'll second it for the fun of it.
Okay. I didn't think we needed to have it seconded or anything, but I just, you know. Okay, so.
Are we still just going through nominations right now for everything?
If anybody wants to make a package proposal, we can do that too.
Well, I think we'll just continue nominating until we're ready to probably move on to any of the questions, I guess. But I would nominate Chair Peterson for another year as chair.
All right, thank you.
I second that.
Thank you. Do we have any other nominations? All right, so our election docket stands as myself, Chair Peterson, as nominated as chair, and Commissioner Carnes as vice chair. I guess at this point, we can, Commissioner Carnes, would you like to speak at all about your interest in being vice chair?
Sure. I have over the last couple of years, I've been involved in the Transit-Oriented Development Advisory Group, and the Housing Equity Task Force. And so I think I've demonstrated that I can do the work. I have a good background in parliamentary procedure. So I think that in the event that Madam Chair, you're absent, I can fill in and provide some structure to the group. Other than that, I'm interested in, you know, in sort of trying to be in leadership and to sort of scope out what potentially agenda items that can be on future work plans.
Thank you. And I'll go ahead and give my stump speech right now, and then I will open it up in case anybody has any questions. As you know, I've been chair for, I think, a few years now, and I have really enjoyed it. I've got to be honest, it takes a little while to kind of get your feet wet as chair and get used to the flow. So I think I've done that. And then we had that switch over to being all virtual. So that's taken a little bit of getting used to again. You know, one of my things as chair is, you know, I try to make these meetings move along efficiently and I try to keep us on topic. And I'm also excited that Commissioner Carnes is interested in being vice chair because I do not plan to be chair for the rest of my life. And I would like to have somebody move up to vice chair who might be interested in being chair in the future. So I'm hoping that Commissioner Carnes will eventually, maybe, if, you know, he doesn't get scared off by being vice chair, become chair in the future. And with that, I will open it up. Do any commissioners have any questions? Commissioner Strobel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. No specific questions, more some general comments. You know, I've liked the flow of how our meetings have generally are to be efficient and stay on topic and move along. And, you know, I think something that might be helpful in the future is maybe having a good idea based off of like where we are on time on certain subjects, like maybe saying, okay, we got like 10 minutes of discussion on this subject. And so, however, you know, and I want to give everybody a bite at the apple to say something might be like a good way to help facilitate, I think, when we're trying to move along, and maybe give us a good idea of like, you know, how long I can make my comments about something. But been generally pretty pleased. You know, the other thing that I think is just really important, I think, as we go on to things like Home and Tacoma or anything else that might be construed as sort of a controversial topic or a topic that might create, you know, non-unanimous votes on things, is, you know, always just really looking to our leadership to provide that objectivity and, you know, make sure represent the minority in our conversations, and, you know, obviously also honor the steps forward of the majority. I think we should strive for consensus, knowing that we can't always meet consensus. I've enjoyed and really liked to read the, you know, I know we had like a minority report for Home and Tacoma, and you know, moves like that where we get to sort of discuss all of our views. I have actually seen at the city council level be very useful for how they talk about how we deliberate over these issues. And I think it makes us less monolithic when we do have a unanimous vote on something, that it's like, yeah, sometimes the commission, the planning commission disagrees, and here's why they disagree. And, you know, and so I think those are all things that I think we're sort of doing now, things that we can do to improve as a commission. And I guess are just things that I would recognize as we move into the new year, you know, how we can continue to be an effective and efficient body. So thank you for giving me a chance to speak on what I hope both of you will be able to hear these words. So thank you.
Thank you. And I think we do need to, as a commission, every so often sit down and have a retreat, which we haven't had an opportunity to do in a while, and talk about how things are done and suggestions and such. So thank you very much. Commissioner Givens?
Sure. Well, thank you, Madam Chair. One thing that, well, there's a couple things that you introduced in your time as a chairperson was the land acknowledgement. I love that. I think it's so polite. So I appreciate that that's been going through. And also, I love how sometimes whenever we have complicated agenda items and it's a public hearing, you explain it to the attendees and our community members in kind of layperson's term, rather than, you know, planner jargon. So I like that. And I've seen you grown over the years to where now you're like very comfortable with that. So, you know, with those two, you know, comments in mind, I would support you as another, you know, term in this leadership position. And then also I just ask that we do these votes, you know, separately, because I don't know, I'm just, that's kind of how I like to keep things organized. So those are my comments.
Thank you. Does anybody else have a comment or question? Okay, I think that it would be time to move on to the voting. So I think we probably need to call for a vote.
Madam Chair, I move to elect Anna Peterson as chair of the Planning Commission.
Second.
All right, so that has been moved and seconded. It's been moved by Commissioner Strobel and seconded by Commissioner Torres. We pretty much already had discussion, but if there's any last minute things anybody wants to say, I will open that up. I don't see any hands going up, so I am gonna call for the vote. All those in favor of Anna Peterson, myself as chair, kind of hard to talk about yourself in third person. Please say aye.
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 All of those opposed, please say nay. Okay, so that motion passes. Next, we are looking for a motion for Commissioner Carnes as vice chair.
I move to elect Commissioner Carnes as vice chair.
And I will second.
Commissioner Torres has made the motion and Commissioner Strobel has seconded. Once again, we kind of already had an opportunity for discussion, but if anybody wants to say anything else before I call for the vote, this would be the time. Not seeing any hands going up, I'm going to go ahead and call for the vote. All those in favor of Commissioner Carnes as vice chair, please say aye.
Aye.
Everybody said aye, so I'm not even going to call for nays. So it has been...
I abstained from that vote.
What was that, Commissioner Givens?
I chose to abstain.
Oh, you abstained? Okay. All right, so the motion passes with... Because we only need three for the vote, so... Commissioner Carnes is now our vice chair. Thank you. And with that, and congratulations, with that, we have completed our discussion items. So I will turn it over to Mr. Wong to talk about upcoming meetings and our tentative agenda for the future.
Thank you, Chair and members of the Commission. You have been invited by our Office of Equity and Human Rights for an equity training pilot program next Monday on October 11th. I believe at least four commissioners are attending, and that constitutes a quorum. So a special meeting notice has actually been sent out. I think it's yesterday. And so that's that. Your next regular meeting is on October 20th. In addition to the neighborhood planning program update, we plan to provide you with. There's also a climate change action plan that the city just released yesterday. And I have talked to Christy Lynette. She has confirmed that she can come over to the Planning Commission on October 20th to provide you an update and formally solicit your feedback and comments on the document. So please come prepared on October 20th, which happens to be the last day of the comment period. So it should work out perfectly. So that's all I have for upcoming meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. And we will move on to agenda item H, which is communication items. In our packets, we had some updated information on the proposed College Park Historic District. And we also had an update on the transit-oriented development advisory group's work. Is there anything else that staff or any of our commissioners want to add, especially about the transit-oriented development next steps? Okay. Do you like to provide any other updates regarding any other communication items?
Madam Chair, really quick. I think Commissioner Carnes was trying to put his hand up, but then he muted himself. And so I'm going to specifically recognize him.
Thank you. Commissioner Carnes, go ahead.
As our vice chair.
Thank you. So the Transit-Oriented Development Advisory Group is considering sort of new concepts as we have reached the end of the period of our scope. So we are looking for potential new avenues or a renewed mandate from the City Council to potentially look at what our new scope of work should be. So that's sort of currently TBD. There's more information about that in the packet that I encourage the commission to review.
Thank you. Mr. Boudet, do you have a...
Just thanks, Chair. Just a couple of things I'll mention just to add on to Vice Chair Carnes' comments about the TOD advisory group. Part of this is building up to a November study session. So As you mentioned, the initial phase of the group is sort of coming to an end. So there's a bit of an outstanding question here, really for council, about what the future looks like, whether the TODAG keeps working, and if so, what they're focused on and how often they're meeting, and whether there's any other adjustments to membership or things like that. So we should have some more information here in the next month or two about what the path forward looks like regarding that advisory group. And then the other one, you have some information on there about the Tide Flats non-interim regulations. Folks probably know the council, as it mentions, held their hearing, that was last night, on the IPS committee's recommendations. They, no surprise, got a lot of testimony, a couple hours worth, with very strong and in some cases divergent opinions, as again, probably no surprise to the commission. So we will have a debrief study session with the council next Tuesday to talk about what the input was and whether or not the council is interested in potential amendments as we move forward towards the adoption process. So that's all I've got.
All right. Any other communications? Okay. Well, with that, we can adjourn unless anybody has anything else they would like to say. All right, well, I adjourn this meeting. It is 5:38 p.m. This might be a record. Thank you very much. And I look forward to our October 20th meeting with Vice Chair Chris Carnes at the helm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night, everyone. Bye.